Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As the end of the 2019 legislative session draws closer, the end game is becoming more clear, and if all continues according to plan, this may turn out to be one of our best sessions in the past 10 years. Nearly everything we wanted to kill is now dead, and those few bad bills that remain are on life support. Today marks another legislative milestone, with the transmittal deadline for all revenue and spending bills looming at midnight tonight. For us, it's like a game of chess, beginning with a strategy, then making sure each piece, in this case each bill, is where it needs to be at any given time. In terms of today's deadline, all bills are safely across the line except one, and that should happen around 2 o'clock this afternoon. If you'll grab a pencil and paper, I'll tell you in a moment how you can help. The bill in question is Senate Bill 354, also known as the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. It was introduced, heard in committee, voted out of committee, and passed second reading on the Senate floor all in less than 1 week. Can you say fast track? Now, it's set for its third and final reading later today. This bill, which simply says you must render appropriate medical care to any viable infant born alive, has pro-abortion forces up in arms. Newspaper articles this week talked about how the bill could threaten a woman's right to an abortion and said it's all part of a major nationwide push by groups like the Montana Family Foundation to get Roe v. Wade overturned. And while it's true that we're staunchly pro-life and will do everything in our power to see abortion outlawed, this bill is not just an anti-abortion bill, it's an anti-infanticide bill. It doesn't matter how the viable infant comes to be born alive, although hundreds are born alive across the U.S. every year due to botched abortions. It simply bans the practice of allowing a viable infant to be pushed into a corner or placed in a utility room as was done in Illinois and allowed to die. It simply makes the statement that we here in Montana believe that infanticide is wrong. It was wrong when practiced by the ancient Romans and Greeks, it was wrong when practiced by the Nazis, and it's wrong in modern-day China and in the Netherlands, where doctors use something called the Groningen Protocol to identify which newborns are suitable for euthanasia. In 2016, 8% of the babies born in the Netherlands died after the use of the Groningen Protocol resulted in doctors being able to extinguish life. In our opinion, this is an abhorrent and inhumane practice that should never be allowed in Montana. Senate Bill 354 passed second reading by a vote of 30-19 and is almost certain to pass third reading later today. Then, it's on its way to the House and the House Judiciary Committee, where the whole process will begin again. With the end of the session fast approaching, it's important to keep up the momentum. If you believe, as we do, that infanticide is wrong, then please call the Capitol switchboard and leave a message for the members of the House Judiciary Committee. Please urge them to vote yes on Senate Bill 354, the Born Alive Infant Protection Act. That number is 444-4800. That's 444-4800. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.